Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. On this Wednesday, I am thinking about the debate last night, of course. I did analyze it live right after, and I said it was a split decision. Joe Biden gained traction because he was cogent. He fumbled around a little bit, but he memorized his lines and he got them out. He had one big gaffe when he said there's no such organization as Antifa. That's not true. And he got pounded on the law and order situation. I mean, Trump just annihilated him on that. It's clear that Joe Biden does not want to confront the violence on the left. Biden gained points in the debate about taxes because Donald Trump, it seems, only paid $750 in personal federal income tax. Now, why the president didn't have an explanation for that, I don't know. He had to know it was coming. There was way too much crosstalk. I didn't think Chris Wallace was on top of his game. Questions were too long. The Hunter Biden stuff was ridiculous. Joe Biden can deny it all day long, but the fact is that his son made millions and millions of dollars in Ukraine and China, and Wallace didn't even follow up on it. Just let it go. All in all, split decision. I was a bit disappointed. Now this. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.